ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi wa Mawlaya ajrayta alayya hukman ittaba'tu fihi hawa nafsi. ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك فلك الحجة علي في جميع ذلك ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. إلهي ومولاي أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي. My Allah, my protector, I have myself given a decree against me. I followed the caprice of my own soul and I did not defend myself from my enemy. فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء. My enemy deluded me through my soul's caprice and therein destiny favored it. فَتَجَاوَزْتُ بِمَا جَرَى عَلَيَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بَعْضَ حُدُودِكَ. So that is why I crossed some of your barriers and transgressed some of your limits. وَخَالَفْتُ بَعْضَ أَوَامِرِكَ. And disobeyed some of your commands. We mentioned earlier that Almighty Allah wants all the human beings to have the kind of belief whose place is in the heart, and their is the place that can control and monitor every kind of deed that is performed by the organs. And in the path towards perfection, towards salvation and the Almighty Allah, the only hindrance in submitting to His will is the human carnal soul. That is why the Messenger of Allah has said, "أَعْدَى عَدُوِّكْ نَفْسُكَ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْكْ." The soul that is placed between your two sides is the most severe of your enemies. And that is why it is also narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam that when he alayhi salam was asked about a principle that brings goodness of this world and the last day together, Imam alayhi salam answered, "Khalif hawak," oppose your own soul. So opposing your own soul, your carnal desires and soul, is so important that it has become a kind of principle. And that is why it has been named as the Jihad Akbar. The Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, says, أَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ مَنْ جَاهَدَ نَفْسَهُ أَلَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْهِ. The highest holy war is a war against one's own soul, between his two sides. This between two sides means your own soul is so close to you that most of the time you will not understand that your soul is bringing you and degrading you from your own position, the position of closeness and mercy of the Almighty Allah. So this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to make us understand.
My God, my Master, you decreed a law for me, but instead I obeyed my own low desires, and I did not guard myself against the allurements of my enemy. He deceived me with vain hopes, whereby I was led astray, and fate helped him in that respect. So I transgressed some of the limits set for me by you, and I disobeyed some of your commandments. You therefore have a just case against me in all those matters, and I have no plea against your judgment which you passed against me. I have therefore become liable to your judgment and afflictions.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Imam Ali alayhi salam starts this part saying, أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي. I followed the caprice of my own soul. And if a human follows the caprice of his own soul, it would deceive him, and it would prevent him from the remembrance of Allah. It would make him forget his own death, the last day, and the most important of all, his most important duties. Allah's will, on the other hand, which is materialized as human freedom, cooperates with the soul, makes the human benefit from it in wrongdoing, instead of fulfilling responsibilities, that is, to oppose Allah's beneficial rules. Interestingly, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَسْعَدَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْقَضَىٰ. And destiny favored it. It seemed that this is the right way to live in this world. The carnal desires delude all the human beings to such an extent that they think this is the right way to continue living. This is what they should have been doing from the start, and they should have been following the orders and wills of their Lord. And as a result, فَتَجَاوَزْتُ بِمَا جَرَى عَلَيَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بَعْضَ حُدُودِكَ. So I crossed some of the barriers, I transgressed some of your limits. وَخَالَفْتُ بَعْضَ أَوَامِرِكَ. And I disobeyed some of your commands. So it seems overall that this part of the Kumail application, this phrase, starting from أَجْرَيْتَ عَلَيَّ حُكْمًا اتَّبَعْتُ فِيهِ هَوَى نَفْسِي, is describing, it is somehow depicting a picture of all the human beings in their path towards salvation. If you follow your carnal desire, if you follow the caprice of your own soul, you will not defend yourself from the enemies, and you will sometimes understand and recognize your enemies as your true friends. فَغَرَّنِي بِمَا أَهْوَى. Deluded me through my own soul's caprice. And even the world cooperates with you. وَأَسْعَدَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْقَضَىٰ. Sometimes everything seems to be in its place for me committing a crime, for me committing a sin. And you shall not transgress the barriers and limits of the Almighty Allah in that case. فَتَجَاوَزْتُ بِمَا جَرَى عَلَيَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بَعْضَ حُدُودِكَ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through Allah, oh Allah, be with me.